Hello, this is Deacon Fook Fan from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. And thank you for joining me for evening prayer on this, the Feast of St. Bartholomew, Apostle. Before I begin, I'd like to say thank you for your patience. I apologize for the erratic times that I post these podcasts. But usually try to get things done during the day and in the evening. And then before I go to bed is when I usually do these podcasts and pray evening prayer. So thank you for your patience and thank you for listening. Let us begin. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, will be forever. Amen. You are the men who have stood by me in my time of trial. I trusted even when I said, I am sorely afflicted, and when I said in my alarm, no man can be trusted. How can I repay the Lord for his goodness to me? The cup of salvation I will raise. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people. Oh, precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful. Your servant, O Lord, your servant am I. You have loosened my bonds. A thanksgiving sacrifice I make. I will call on the Lord's name. My vows to the Lord I will fulfill before all his people, in the courts of the house of the Lord, in your midst, O Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Father, precious in your sight is the death of the saints, but precious above all is the love with which Christ suffered to redeem us. In this life we fill up in our own flesh what is still lacking in the suffering of Christ. Accept this as our sacrifice of praise, and we shall even now taste the joy of the new Jerusalem. You are the men who have stood by me in my time of trial. I have lived long among you, as one who ministers to others. When the Lord delivers Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. When then was our mouth filled with laughter, on our lips were songs. The heathens themselves said, what marvels the Lord worked for them, what marvels the Lord worked for us, indeed we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. They come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord, you have raised us from the earth. May you let the seed of justice, which we have sown in tears, grow and increase in your sight. May we reap in joy the harvest we hope for patiently. I have lived among you as one who ministers to others. I no longer call you servants, but friends. For I have shared with you everything I have heard from my Father. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before all the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I no longer call you servants, but friends, for I have shared with you everything I have heard from my Father. Christ gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers in roles of service for the faithful to build up the body of Christ, till we become one in faith, in the knowledge of God's Son, and form the perfect man who is Christ come to full stature. Tell all the nations how glorious God is. Tell all the nations how glorious God is. Make known his wonders to every people. How glorious God is. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, will be forever. Amen. When all things were made new, and the Son of Man is enthroned in majesty, we will sit in judgment before the 12 tribes of Israel. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. When all things were made new, and the Son of Man is enthroned in majesty, you will sit in judgment over the 12 tribes of Israel. My brothers and sisters, we build on the foundation of the apostles. Let us pray to our Almighty Father for his holy people and say, be mindful of your church, O Lord. Father, you wanted your Son to be seen first by the apostles after the resurrection of the dead. We ask you to make us his witnesses to the furthest corners of the world. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. You sent your Son to preach your good news to the poor. Help us to preach this gospel to every creature. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. You sent your Son to sow the seed of unending life. Grant that we who work at sowing the seed may share the joy of the harvest. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. You sent your Son to reconcile all to you through his blood. Help us all to work toward achieving this reconciliation. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. Your Son sits at your right hand in heaven. Let the dead enter your kingdom of joy. Be mindful of your church, O Lord. Gathering our prayer and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Strengthen in us, O Lord, the faith by which the blessed apostle Bartholomew clung wholeheartedly to your Son, and grant that through the help of his prayers, your church may become for all the nations your the sacrament of our salvation. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace. Thanks be to God. Thank you again for joining me for evening prayer on this, the Feast of Saint Bartholomew, Apostle. Have a blessed day. God bless.